Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day. How we doing?
Good. Got some chatter on the internets, the interwebs. Is CrossFit dying? Now, I'm going to present this in a way that you're obviously going to know I'm not a CrossFit guy, but I could tell you I know business and I know the CrossFit model. And if I really want to brag, I was a CrossFit level one fitness coach. Yeah. Let me tell you about that story. But it's clear as day what's happening with CrossFit, with the decline, and it's a sinking ship that if you're a CrossFit owner, you better get off this ship ASAP. And we're going to give you some statistics here on the show to kind of tell you more about it. But, you know, if we think about CrossFit, if it's heyday, mm-hmm. it's not even a shell of what it used to be.
Sure.
You used to see people wearing CrossFit shirts and there was CrossFit, you know, meetup groups and CrossFit's. I don't even know where is a CrossFit around here. I haven't even looked in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. There's a handful that still hang on, I think, but
I couldn't even tell you where the last CrossFit is. All the ones around here have closed.
Mm-hmm.
And probably around you as well. They've closed. And, you know, if I was opening a gym today, the CrossFit would be the last business model or business opportunity I would go into. But let's talk about it. So one of the best signs of growth or decay of a brand is to look at the keyword search criteria, like the search
Google
the
trend.
Google Trends. We're looking at the Google Trends of the word CrossFit, searching for CrossFit in the search term, long tail, short tail. And from its peak in the last 10 years, so 2015 was the peak of the search trend, it's down 75%.
Yeah, that's huge.
So year after year after year. Now, they've had a lot of turmoil. Mm-hmm. They've sold, I think they're for sale again. They had that death recently in the last games. The affiliates are shrinking. It's something like, 42% down?
See, I had grabbed some data just so we can speak to it.
Affiliates are down 36% since 2018, down to under 10,000. CrossFit Open registrations are down 44% since 2018. CrossFit Open...
Year over
is 32% down since 2024 to 2025. And of course, the affiliate fee went up 50% or so just in 23 to 24. So, you know, they're asking for more money. And the business benefits are basically gone down 75%. So the question becomes like, what is the benefit of having a CrossFit? It used to be people would come into town or they knew the word CrossFit or they were looking for that specific style of workout and they would come find you.
And brand recognition, right?
Brand recognition. Sure. And of course, it's a license. It's not a franchise. So it's like you just get to use their name. The style of workout could be duplicated by any gym under the sun. And it has been for years, you know, just a randomized competition-based high intensity, functional movement. Constantly varied, right? Like that was the definition, and any gym can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the benefit of having or paying or being a CrossFit? It almost hurts you because it also has a negative connotation around it for injury and not, you know, not like specific to a person and all these things. All that aside, just throw all that away. Like that's all off the table. I'm looking at the price point you're charging and the amount of members you need in the overhead expenses of running a business, irrespective of the name.
Sure.
And, you know, in the CrossFit world, it's a large group training model, WOD-based, if you will, and it's typically a lower price point. So large group, you know, under $200, maybe slightly over, but let's just say $179 to $225, $229, somewhere in there, is what I've kind of always seen. Sure, there's some that are more, but there's definitely some that are less. And, you know, you need several hundred members in some circumstances just to be profitable. And to me, it's just not a sound business model for the price point and the deliverables.
Yeah, I think there's some other things that go into it too. And I don't know if this is just like the law of averages or what we've seen with CrossFit facilities, but we talked about a couple episodes, probably a month or two back, you know, choosing visibility as one of the seven habits for successful gyms, right? CrossFits, boxes opened up everywhere. A lot of them were in industrial parks, roll-up doors, no air conditioning. It was a low cost to get the business started. Mm-hmm. But I think that was a big detriment to a lot of those businesses also. It didn't give them the legs and it didn't give them the opportunity to have a substantial business where they sold something at a higher price point, individualized programming, things like that. Within the business also, one thing I never understood was the coaching component. I don't even want to throw a number out, but it just seems like it's the majority of CrossFits I've spoken with. They're independent coaches. Most of them are doing, you know, a session or two a week in trade.
Classes.
For their classes, correct. In trade for their membership at the gym. The program was left to the coach to figure out and decide whatever they wanted to do for that class.
Well, it's the WOD.
Things.
It's a WOD.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm thinking kind of both camps, because there's a lot of CrossFit style facilities that have debranded that are still doing CrossFit workouts and CrossFit style workouts. But even at that, just because you took the name out of it, I don't think this is going to be enough to save the business. You know what I mean? It's like, to your point, I think it's the model.
It's the model. It's the price point. It's the visibility and the location. It's the amenities. It's the deliverable. And it's the hobbyist approach of the trainers or coaches that coach it. Like you said, we were working with a gym that had 15 part-time coaches.
Yeah.
And, you know, while on one side, it's like, man, I got all these coaches I can choose from. They backfill each other. They would come in and do one class or two classes a week. And there was no staff buy-in to the whole mission of the business. It was just, they were checking a box or punching in, punching out, doing the work and going home. They weren't even team meetings. They weren't, you know, and it's like, it's just not the model. It's not the model that we believe in. And I don't know if there's any way to fix that other than changing the model.
I would agree.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
I think about that to other businesses. You know, if a Starbucks had 15 part-time employees only, and had no team meetings, no trainings, none of that type of stuff, how consistent is your cup of coffee going to be? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not going to be the product that you know the business can create if they had the structure, the SOPs, the processes in place, and the buy-in from the employees. To me, it's fly by wire. I mean, it's so much risk, so much. It's like the easiest way of doing it without any of the control. And as a business owner, I mean, it's the exact opposite of what we preach when it comes to the brand owning, you know, the deliverable, the quality of the service, being able to charge a superior price because you're delivering a superior product.
Yeah, the statistics don't lie. I mean, this is, we're pulling all this off of reputable sites and in Google Trends and such. And it's just like, okay, well, the writing's on the wall. And so you have a choice, right? You know, whether or not you're a CrossFit brand, did like licensee, or you're a CrossFit style large group training, or just a large group training model. The writing's on the wall. The client, the members, the community or whatever, they're looking for something else. Yeah. They're looking for something that's convenient on their way home, not in the back of a office complex, but they're looking for something that's more quality and more specific to them.
Yeah.
And if we really talk about it, though, the peak of the, let's just say 2013 to 15 was the peak. All those clients that were at the peak are 12 years older now. Maybe they were in their 30s, now in their mid 40s. And it's like, they may not want to get their ass handed to them every single time or tear their hands up. And, you know, this whole badge of honor of injuring yourself is just like so ridiculous. It doesn't speak to like the, I guess, the general population. You're looking at a fraction of those fire breathers that are, you know, ex-athletes. And sure, there's some.
Yeah.
But I would rather have even less paying more than having a whole bunch of these fire breathers that are in there, you know, paying $179 a month and coming as much as they want and tearing your place up. It's just a different mindset and model. Now, we believe, obviously, in the scalable semi-private training model. Like, that's just what we do, what we believe in, that's what we coach to. And there's still time, gym owners. There's time for you to switch your model at a bare minimum, layer in semi-private. The way that we teach it, it's just like this higher price point, more structured, more strength and conditioning based, if we really want to get in the weeds, at a higher price point, $400-$500 a month. And you know, what would 20 extra clients do for you? You know, 10 extra grand a month. That's, you know, $120,000 a year. Could be half of what you're doing now, yeah, just in with 20 clients. And you're chasing around 100, 150 of these clients for, you know, 20 grand a month, you could have 20 clients paying you 10, right? And it's just a whole nother kind of way. It's a shift of it's a mindset shift.
It is.
Can you deliver a high value, best in class strength and conditioning session in a semi-private training session, customized program, extreme coaching, form, you know, weights that are not just baseline 95 pounds for women, 135 for men. You know, you're doing 235, Mr. Johnson, and you're doing 90 pounds on the goblets, whatever, right? Yeah. Like, it's specific to the client and not just a WOD style. Because in the grand scheme of all things that I believe the customer values, it's the customized programming that carries the most weight. Then it's the coaching of that session and the caring of the coach, on top of everything else, on top of the equipment itself.
Yep.
You know, on top of even the, I guess, the physical plant, even above that, it's the custom program. It's for me personally, and I'm going to get coached specifically to this.
Yeah.
That's where the value is. And CrossFit does none of it.
Correct. Yeah. And I think that you nailed it too, because it probably, if we looked at the data and compared it to group training outside of CrossFit, but just general group training at other facilities and things like that, I bet the trends are somewhat similar too, because they do lack that individualized component. You know, you walk into a Orange Theory or I'm F45, maybe some of those other things, and there's still group training where it's today's workout, and then maybe it's reps and sets is the modification or the weight, you know what I mean? But at the same time, there's no prescribed to you as the individual.
Yeah.
And so that, and not only that, but the workouts from one to the next, there's no
rhyme or reason.
There's no plan, right? There's no reason. Like, and that's the thing we always question gym owners on, is like, when you go to the gym, how do you train? What do you believe in getting yourself a result? Is that what you're bringing to your business? And You know, I'd really question that in the CrossFit and the group training gyms if the owners are doing, if they're a product of their own product versus.
Yeah, probably the younger ones are. As they get older, they're going to start moving away. I mean, if they came from athletics, they probably aren't.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, I don't know if anybody's listening has been a college athlete, that you didn't do anything like CrossFit. And you're, you know, and you get into professional sports, they don't do anything like CrossFit either. So if this is the elite strength and conditioning for elite athletes on the training field, like, and then you could probably, the CrossFit purists are like, well, they're training for a specific sport. We're training for life and randomization and jumping over a fence and running away from a dog, right? And picking up your kid and running away from the fire. Like, okay, I'm sure the football team could probably do the same. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you can. But the point of the message is, it's like, if professional athletes train this way over here and it looks nothing like CrossFit, is it really the best for strength and conditioning? Because that's essentially what it is, right? Yeah. And does a mom of four want to throw a fastball 98 miles a mile? No, but she wants to be stronger and conditioned, right? In a linear, safe way with custom programming that's specific to her and her knee, in her knee or movement quality.
Yeah.
And so that's just the argument. The negative connotation around the brand itself is a reason to move on, but the business model itself is the really icing on the cake. It's like the whatever. The straw that breaks the camel back, all the
acronyms. The tipping point, yeah.
Right, it's like all the reasons, like all those other reasons you could stick it out, but like really is the model really sustainable? And if you look at the global numbers, especially coming from, you know, the Two Brain does a really good job of creating this like State of the Union kind of address, and the numbers are dismal.
Dismal,
$25,000 a month is the average, and it's just like the gym owners making 30-40,000 a year. It's just like what's the point? Like, what's the point? Go get a job, you know, go work somewhere else and do that for fun if you want to. But if that's your only, source of income for your family to provide, I don't know if it's enough in today's.
Better ways. That's the thing. Yeah. There's much better ways.
Unfortunately, there's way better ways. So hopefully that kind of just gets you thinking if you're a CrossFit or even a large gym. Large group training gym, you know, the writing's on the wall. There's better ways. We got our semi-private training, whole methodology, programming, our everything's all built. Like, so we do in our coaching program, Springboard. If you have any interest in that, we'll put the link in the show note. Gymbusinesscoach.com is where you're going to find some of that information. I welcome you to a conversation, have a chat. I'd be happy to share anything with you have questions on, but hopefully this, you know, just kind of like the writing's on the wall. So it's time to make some moves. Hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. And keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.